Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. That's the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. Amen. This scripture should sound very familiar to you. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but we're going to talk about it today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start by reading from the King James Bible, James, chapter 5, verse 16. And it reads, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now, to really understand that, I'm going to read two different Bible versions of that same scripture. Mm-hmm. Here's what the NIV says. "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Amen. Then check out what the Amplified Bible says. Okay. It says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored." The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, believer, is able to accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. I want to speak today on the topic, an effective prayer. Amen? Because let's face it, we all want our prayers to be effective. Amen. Okay? The first part, well, I gave you three different versions of the same scripture to help us all to understand what truly is being said. Now, let me break it all down for you. The first part of the scripture tells us to confess our sins one to another. Think about that for a second. During our prayers, do we seek forgiveness from God? We are all sinners, and we all fall short, so we should incorporate that in our prayer. I am sure that we all repent, but are we truly sorry for what we have done wrong? Asking for forgiveness from God and meaning it will go a long way towards your prayer becoming effective, okay? The scripture tells us to confess to one another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. How many of us confess our sins to someone else? How many of us apologize and ask for forgiveness from anybody else? It also tells us to pray for one another. Now, I'm sure we all pray for our friends and our family. Do you pray for your enemies? Good question, right? If not, why? Jesus prayed for everybody. And I am glad that he did, because Lord knows I needed prayer. We should pray for one another and not just for ourselves or who's in our circle. What about praying for those who hate you? The Bible tells us in several scriptures that we should pray for our enemies. Here's an example of that very thing in Luke 6, 27 and 28. That's Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28. It reads, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." The scripture mentions that if we pray for one another, then we will be healed. The Amplified Bible also states that we will be healed and restored. Restored. Let's think about that for a second. When we ask for forgiveness from God and from others, and we pray for others, including our enemies, then and only then will we be healed and restored. And let me break it down some more. The definition of the word restore is to bring back to a former, original, or normal condition. To bring back to a state of health, soundness, or vigor. We hurt ourselves by not asking for forgiveness. When we don't apologize and we know that we have done something wrong, it affects us. It affects us with guilt and with stress. We carry around these burdens because we have not asked people to forgive us and we know we've done something wrong. So asking for forgiveness and prayer for others is a good thing. Would you agree? Now, if you notice, the first part of that scripture appears prior to the next for a special reason. The rest of the scripture reads, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I gave you the NIV version. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And I gave you the Amplified version as well. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man or believer is able to accomplish much. When put into action and made effective by God, it becomes dynamic and can be tremendous in power. Let's look at that part of the scripture. The first thing that stands out, it says, is a righteous man or person. The definition of righteous is characterized by uprightness or morality. Morally right or justifiable. Acting in an upright moral way. When we ask for forgiveness and pray for others, we are being righteous because we are admitting our faults and asking God to help us and help others. We admit that we are not right, but we need His help. When we do not do these things, we're saying that we're okay. And others are the problem. We're not the problem. They are, right? Now, that's the very definition of being self-righteous, okay? So He's looking for someone who's going to be righteous. And in order to be righteous, you have to be a person that prays for others, asks for forgiveness, and realize that you're not okay. And it's okay not to be okay. We all have faults. We all do things that we should not do. And we should ask for forgiveness from people that we've done wrong, whether we intentionally did it or not. We must admit that they're not the problem, we are. Then we won't be self-righteous and we'll become righteous. The entire part of that scripture is very important, but I want to talk about the Amplified Bible. It says the heartfelt, persistent prayer of a believer. Heartfelt and persistent means that your prayer is from your heart. And it also states that you pray consistently. If you pray every once in a while, or if you pray out of routine and don't really mean what you're saying, that is a problem. Now think about it. Praying consistently. We should be praying daily. More than once a day, to be honest with you. Start your day off in prayer. Say, "Thank you, God, for waking me up." Noon, middle of the day, you know, "Lord, thank you for getting me through the first part of this day. Please help me get through the second part." Okay? And you should end your day. You know, you made it. Hey, all right. Thank God for that. But within these three prayers I mentioned, it should be consistent. It should be every single day. You should never skip a day in prayer. So, and you should mean what you're saying. It should be heartfelt. Right?
Amen.
Now, the other thing that stands out to me is the word believer. He said the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man or believer is able to accomplish much. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, let's face it. If you don't believe that God will answer your prayer when you go to pray, then you are a non-believer. Would you agree with me on that? Mm. What is the point if you pray and don't believe that God will hear you and answer your prayer? Believers expect results when they pray, right? That's very important in terms of trying to have an effective prayer. You got to believe that it's going to be answered and that God hears you. The final part of this passage states that a righteous person can accomplish much. Now, what do they mean by that? They mean that your prayer is powerful when you add your belief to it. When you believe that it'll be answered, you've repented, asked for forgiveness, you pray for one another, you've done checked all the boxes. And then when you get to that part where you finally go to God and you pray, then God will hear you because you've done all the things required to have an effective prayer. And you believe that God's going to answer you. It is effective when God actually does the answering. Now, whenever God does anything, it's powerful, okay? Right? Because we serve an awesome God. But when you get a prayer through and he answers it, that's the power of God blessing you. You know? And that's when you really, really should say thank you. But God is in the business of answering prayers if it's an effective prayer. God wants it to be an effective prayer. That's why he gave us this scripture. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants to answer all of our prayers. And we have plenty. And when God does answer it, it makes your prayer powerful and effective. Because God heard it, he answered it, and now you can go move on to whatever else you're going to do. Right? To have an effective prayer, you have to do the following. First, you must pray for one another. According to the scripture, you must forgive yourself and others, which will heal and restore you. Let me hit that for a second. Forgiving yourself, okay? Have you ever asked yourself, apologized to yourself for doing something wrong? I know that sounds crazy, but I have. It's like, James, why did you do that? You know, have you ever said that to yourself? Why did you do that? What were you thinking? Right? Man, I'm sorry I did that. I really messed up. I'm sorry I did that. You can't forgive anybody if you don't forgive yourself. Then you're hovering around ill feelings, sadness, guilt, stress, all of that. Because you have not said to yourself, you know what? My bad. Okay? That's what we need to do sometimes, right? Okay, so number two is we must forgive others and forgive ourselves, which will heal and restore us, okay? Now, by doing that, we're admitting that we're not perfect and we're admitting our faults, which means that we're becoming righteous, because if you're self-righteous, you're not going to do that, okay? Number four, you must be in prayer constantly. Not once in a while, but constantly. It should be a daily thing, at least 2-3 times a day. Number five, you must believe that your prayer will be answered. Amen? Otherwise, what's the point? And lastly, your prayer will be answered if you follow those steps by God, which makes it powerful and effective in the first place, right? We all want our prayers to be answered and to be effective. I thank God that he has given us this brief blueprint to show us how to do it. Amen. So that's how you have an effective prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for this blueprint, this roadmap showing us how our prayers can become effective. Help us, Lord, to learn how to ask forgiveness for ourselves and for others, to pray for one another, pray constantly, believe in what we're asking for, believe that you can answer them, and let you do your thing, Lord, because you are a God that answers prayers. We thank you, Father, and we repent where we've fallen short in these areas, because we all have, yours truly included, okay? And I thank you, Father, that you corrected us and shown us the way. Father, I pray, Lord, for this word. I pray that you be glorified in it. May your word go forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west. May you be glorified. May they hear what you're saying, Lord. And may that make them want to come to you, Father, in prayer. Father, I thank you. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.